Lion! Save the Empire!
I'm recording this in my bedroom right now on my iPhone because my wife is having her girls' night to watch Grey's Anatomy, and I guess it's some kind of Grey's Anatomy and that other show event. So it's going to go on for 2 hours, and they're going to drink too much wine and get really loud. So anyway, so this is yet another in the series of ancient sandbox podcasts where we originally started. This is episode 3 of the original Sandbox podcast. And honestly, this is where we kind of lose the thread, lose the theme, and the wheels really start to come off. And it gets worse. I assure you, it gets worse. Enjoy.
Harping.
Why do they always send the bar?
It's good to see the rest of you show. After you beating the crap out of me for the last 6 weeks to get this done, now none of you are coming into the studio.
What? I'm here.
I'm busy.
Hello. I can't hear myself.
Fletchy Pie.
I can't hear.
Hold on, everybody. Cool
I can't
out.
Hear me.
There you go.
Is that better?
But do I need to move now? Oh, here comes community service dude.
Hello.
What's his name?
Are we rolling already?
Hello. Yeah.
I'll move my headphones.
Well, I got sick of waiting for you morons.
Well, I can only hear half of me now. I moved it.
What is this?
This is
plug it in that
plug
one.
Plug it right here.
You'd like that.
Stick it in there.
That
how's that?
Oh,
that's okay. So, well, what we're going to do this week is
address the fact that this is taking you forever.
I was
to
just
do
saying
again.
That. Well, I'm sitting in here recording.
What are
waiting.
You eating, by the way?
Fireball, you want one?
Nah, they're too hot. Mouthful of balls. Hot balls in your mouth.
Put them in your mouth.
Put him out and suck him.
I have hot balls in my mouth. We're going to play some music that we like that doesn't get played on the radio. I think we can kind of all agree that we're going to play something off the new Nine Inch Nails record because it's awesome.
It is fantastic.
So that'll be like everybody's. We downloaded that illegally.
And my we'll God bless that to Jen and Pam.
There you go. Yeah, Zolar. This one's for you, Zolar. Track number 2. Suck it. Well, it wouldn't be a sandbox without us picking on Murphy. So I want to play you guys what I did to Murphy the other morning. It's not as funny after the fact as it was when it actually happened, but just listen for Murphy storming out of the studio. All right.
Inside your ugly
Skate. That sounds great. God love audio tape.
I can see through you, see it in the
Well, Destiny honks the horn and gotta go.
51 minutes of new rock every hour. Richmond's new rock,
like
Y 101 to my left.
Mike Murphy!
Yeah, hello.
What's up, dog?
Thank you. Can you turn my microphone up a little bit?
Your microphone?
Yeah.
No.
Flight 101 to see audio.
Flight 101 to see audio, Slate.
Mike Murphy!
There you go, pal. Is that better?
No, I can't hear it.
Go ahead.
Okay.
I turned my mic off.
Flight 101, Audio Slave,
yeah.
Listening for two...
Oh, Murphy. Two Audio Slave songs back to back. We'll get you a copy of the CD Out of Exile. Send you on a trip to an undisclosed location.
And there's the door closed.
Fourth annual Y101 birthday bash, Sunday the 22nd of May. You know about that. Info on the website, Y101. Throws down his headphones and storms out.
For those of you listening at home, put on some headphones to listen to that.
Yeah,
to get
when
the
I go,
full effect of it.
When I go, whoa, Murphy, I'm taking both the microphones and going, whoa, and panning it back and forth like this. I made him very angry. He pulls off his girly headphones, throws them down, and storms out of the studio.
I totally missed that on the air, so it's very very good to hear that, actually.
Well, Special Ed sent him off the other day just by pointing at him.
I have that power.
I stood 3 feet from him, put his finger in his face, and just stood there. And he and I were carrying on a perfectly legitimate conversation. And Special Ed's standing there pointing at him. He finally is like, why do you have to do that? And storms out.
Well, today, Special Ed is being a water fountain in his office and spitting water
oh,
out of his mouth
into
the floor. And I didn't do much to him. He's all pissy at me because of you. You're the instigator.
Apparently, yes. I just sit there. I didn't even do anything. I was just sitting there.
You were spitting water.
No, but he didn't see that. He just yells at me. You were going to throw an apple pie at his window, so.
I did throw fries.
You totally should have thrown that pie. All right, this band's out of Nashville, Tennessee. I'm going first. F you guys. Nashville, Tennessee, Be Your Own Pet. They're 17 years old, and the song's called Damn Damn Leash. Go next.
I'll go next with Reggie. Where's Reggie from?
You're the super fan. I don't fucking know.
Kansas City, Missouri.
Yeah! Yeah! Woo!
Yo, who loves Kansas City? Krukowski!
That is Missouri, right? M-O?
Well, there's two. There's two Kansas City.
What's M-O?
Kansas City's Missouri.
That's,
okay.
That's the good one, right?
I don't know.
Krukowski sent them to Kansas.
What the hell is
Come
contempt,
on.
Right?
Yeah. Really?
Yeah, not Missouri.
What I like that song. It sounds like Faith No More, but it's your pick. You pick.
Well, no, we'd have to pull it off.
Well, I... Pick a fucking song.
The one that you already have in the system. What is that one?
It doesn't matter if it's in the system or not, because I got to re-rip it all over.
We'll do the truth.
Good. Okay.
Is this my intro?
It is
like
now.
All this rambling babble.
Yeah, ass phone.
It's track 5 off of Reggie and the Full Effects.
Ass
newest disc, Songs Not to Get Married To. If you're not familiar with Reggie and the Full Effect, James DeWeese, formerly keyboardist of Get Up Kids, out on tour with Newfound Glory on keyboards. Before that, he was in Coalesce, which is a screaming madness.
The drummer.
He was the drummer, mathcore band.
What are you, fanboy?
Lots of screaming. And you will hear the former lead singer, Sean of Coalesce, on this track, The Truth. He's the guy doing the...
Right, you do that well.
Thank you.
Very good.
Awful face you just made.
Reggie and the
Never
Full
make
Effect
that face again.
Off of Songs Not to Get Married To.
Is that what you look like when I'm taking you from behind? Because I never see your face.
There's a fantastic picture of a trailer burning on here.
Yeah, you should be used to that.
Just play the song.
Yeah!
microphone and introduce
Hello?
Your song.
So this is my first, maybe my only. You guys may come into one song. Put my headphones back in. Stereophonics. This is their fifth album.
One of the most underrated bands out there.
Absolutely. Like, they've been around for a really long time and have gotten shat upon in the States forever.
Right.
Because they play here all the time. Like, they played 930 Club a few months ago, last year, twice.
They're on the HF Festival this year.
Yeah, so good for HF Live 107, whatever it is now, in Baltimore, actually getting them on the bill. But the song is Dakota. It's really good. Play.
Take a look at me now. So 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 take a look at me now.
All right, so I think this is one of the communal ones, even though I kind of foisted it upon everyone. What are you doing?
You're stretching my mic or my head.
That was foul.
You got to do it when you got to do it.
Allergies.
I really honestly.
It's allergy season.
I didn't think that I was going to care about the new Nine Inch Nails record, and then I heard The Hand That Feeds, and I was like, holy shit, this is really good.
I am floored with how amazing this record is.
So then,
because I didn't dig the Fragile.
You were kind of whatever on the Fragile. It's a lot of work to listen to.
I don't have that kind of time.
Yeah, it's difficult. You don't have that kind of attention span either. There, Captain Video Game. So, former Y101 employee Keith Fatass Dakin informed me of the fact. I said that because I
know. Stone Roses, FNX.
I know he's listening because, you know, he has no life and can't move on.
Can't let it go. FNX.
Yeah. What are you guys doing? How do the ratings go? How was the trend? Better than yours, 0.6. But anyway, he forwarded me a link to the new Nine Inch Nails record, which did leak online. I haven't heard anything about that. Very under the radar.
Very strange, isn't it? Usually we get the fiery calls.
Yeah. Some kid at Seton Hall had it, put it online. It's now gone, of course. So we downloaded it. This is track number 2. It's very sweary, kind of like us, and it's called You Know What You Are, New Nine Inch Nails.
I'm
don't you go next? I know, we'll work in reverse order.
Ooh, that's really good. All right, so I don't want to bring the tempo of the show down by saying we're going to play Coldplay. And I'm like, oh, it's Coldplay. Everybody's going to play it, whatever. But it is one of my favorite bands, and it's all about me for this song. And it's not like it's not a down or depressing song. Like, it's not The Scientist. It's very good.
And to mix it up, we're going to play the album version, which has a Dave Draymond rap in the middle of the song, which is weird. Dave Draymond, of course, from Disturbed, is lending his vocals to the new Coldplay.
You'll be able to find that on the new album.
What fuck? I'm just making that up. It's just a few seconds longer. But anyway.
It's very strange why they left the 20 seconds off the radio edit, whatever. Keep it under 5 minutes.
Sure.
So, yeah, it's X and Y, the new album that will be in June.
By the way, are you fucking kidding me with that, Chris Martin?
X and Y.
I mean, honestly, how many times have you been to Richmond, Virginia that you know? Like, you know what the fuck's going on in this town with us and the douchebags across the street.
Hey, we may play that too, yeah. Yeah.
Wow, we'll play that. If it's Coldplay, it's New Rock 102.1 The X.
Ah, we're awesome.
Oh, no, really. All right, the song is Speed of Sound.
Look at our afternoon girl's giant ass.
Hi, Alyssa.
Hey, baby.
I do you, but I'm married.
You look stellar.
Awesome.
You guys look stellar.
Bitch.
Before I know what it feels like.
All right, your turn.
I always want to call it time to kill. It's my turn?
It's your turn.
Much like Fletcher just said, that was all about him. This is all about me and my favorite band. Mm-hmm. So much so
only
that
difference is I don't have what you are about to tell us about of Coldplay.
So much so, because Coldplay doesn't have a logo.
You can Alkaline, get Chris Martin's face on your ass.
Alkaline Trio is one of my favorite bands of all time from Chicago.
Was that Illinois or Kansas?
Is there more than one?
Oh, we love Kansas. Yeah, we love it. Is there a Chicago, Kansas? We'll send them there too.
Baggins to the Midwest, everybody.
They're a three-piece, hence the name Trio. Hey. Alkaline Trio. The new record Crimson is coming out May 24th. This is the first official release. I was going to pick something that I had from the leaked stuff, but it sounds like ass.
True.
So this is the lead-off track to Crimson. You played it the other night on your show.
We played it every twice an hour at the Victory Nissan.
I've listened to that CD 18 times in the last 2 days.
The people at Walmart know the song by heart.
It's Alkaline Trio with Time to Waste. Go buy this record when it comes out.
Good. Stop.
Can I do my CD? Come.
I want to see.
No.
I want to do my CD.
What's on the back? Is that Shrek? Woo! It's Shrek.
In 3D. In 4D.
Whoa. What?
How is that possible?
It says 4D.
Woo! Stop.
It's coming right for you. You
guys are assholes.
Did you go already?
Well, you keep fucking talking about Shrek in 4D. It's kind of hard to focus.
Uh-oh, here comes the fountain.
Fuck it.
You spit that on me. I'm going to fuck you up.
I was just trying to drink it, and I figured he'd smack it out of my hand.
Probably. You got a good point. This band's called The Cloud Room. Honestly, I know nothing about them.
Stop it! Oh,
that was terrible. Dude, that's mine.
That means nothing.
Now Fletcher's sleeve is all wet because
he threw water at me in the hallway.
That was off air, though. Now you're doing shit on the air, and it's not cool.
Is this really on the air?
Oh, whatever.
On the internet. If it's on a Wi-Fi connection, then yes, it is. Give it up for Wi-Fi, everybody. Wave of the future.
Just get on with it.
I know nothing about this band. They're called The Cloud Room. The song's called Hey Now Now. Enjoy. This song in its present form, but what I don't get is, what is the attraction to the Used exactly? Why do I see kids in the mall with Used shirts on? Yes, you in the back.
He dated what's her face?
Kelly Osbourne.
Yeah, and
I've dated
up.
Ugly chicks too. Whatever.
Or he used to throw up
during shows.
Yeah.
I don't get it. Period.
Well, we had him for a show. I'm not fronting. Don't get me wrong.
No.
But
no.
I don't hear it. There's something there that people love, and it goes right over my head.
I have, and it's not like an emo screamo thing. I mean, for a lot of the kids it is, but I have a really, really good friend who's like 30, and he just loves that first record, and I never understood it. I never got it. I'm like, why? I have no idea.
Yeah, I miss it.
I just vomited in my mouth. I went to burp in his face, and a little bit came up with it.
I'm glad you held that back.
Who are you? What's his name? Burt McCracken?
Yeah,
McCracken. All of a
sudden. Phil McCracken? What's his name? Is it Burt McCracken? Is that right?
Burt McCracken, yeah. And I'm sure he's dating some hot chick now.
Yeah, I hope to God he's moved on from Kelly Osbourne, who just keeps gaining weight.
Hey, you're a fat whore.
What do you talk about my daughter?
Oh, it's a burrito.
Oh.
Was that Ozzy taking a dump?
That's my Ozzy Osbourne.
Ozzy buying a burrito.
So this is My Chemical Romance and the Used doing Queen and David Bowie's Under Pressure, and it's a download on iTunes?
Yeah, you can download it.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, I don't even know when it made its appearance, but it's already in the top 10 or something like that.
So. And it's just a one-off deal, whatever.
Yeah. It's just it's actually for charity. I don't know if it's – I don't think it's Tsunami. I don't know what
tsunami
it is.
Tsunami.
Hey!
Mike Murphy, everybody.
We haven't talked about you at all, so it's good that you're here.
What are you guys doing?
Nothing.
Why did nobody respond?
I don't know.
Because it's kind of a stupid question, really.
No, we're going to play the My Chemical Romance and the Used cover of of Under Pressure.
Hi, Mom.
Now, seeing as how you were actually alive when that song initially came out,
he was doing coke in the 70s when that came out.
You're probably an asshole.
You really
are.
You probably.
That's funny because I just sent him an email that said the same thing.
Z104 Dallas Magic Mike Murphy here. Hello. It's Queen and David Bowie.
I did, yeah.
Two great tastes that go great together.
Damn it!
Close to coming off my list.
Eat it.
That's funny.
So, yeah, but do you know anything about this, or did this just come out of the blue for you, too? Like, did you know that they were doing it?
No, I didn't.
Do you know what day today is?
Huh? Today's 420.
Yes, it is, Mike. Congratulations.
Mike is the only one that seemed to know that, too. Like, he's like, hey, man, it's 420. Oh, okay.
Yeah, easy. All right, Stoney.
Easy there, red eye. All right.
Everybody cool out.
You want a Twinkie?
I got a red eye for you.
Thank God it's radio. All right, let's play the song because it's all downhill from here.
Oh!
seven songs.
My Mac can blow songs out here and there. Do you want to
do
you? You.
We should do a Mike Murphy's classic cut.
That'd be great.
Well, we got to have it here, and it can't be on vinyl.
Hair or music?
Come on, man.
Because the Steve Perry haircut was pretty hot.
I never had a Steve Perry haircut.
Hold on. Have you not seen the picture that's hanging in your house that I've seen at least twice, if not three times?
Yeah, but it's more like Joe Perry than Steve Perry. I never had straight hair.
But it should have been gone. Knowing how.
I did used to have hair down to my shoulders.
Yeah, so anyway.
thank God the jeans are still around.
What do you have, like, what do you have in the truck right now that you could bring in and play for us?
I know. Let's do REO Speedwagon.
Let's see if we have any Speedwagon.
Maybe some
here.
Roll with the Changes.
Yeah. Could do that.
Take It on the Run has a killer guitar solo.
Take It on the Run was played at prom.
Whoa. 81? 80,
81. Roll with the Changes, Can't Fight This Feeling, 82. Keep On Loving You, or Take It On The Run. There it is.
Take It On The Run.
Take It On The Run. It is the Mike Murphy classic cut, ladies and gentlemen.
Heard it from a friend who. Heard it from a friend who.
This is played at your prom?
Heard it from another you've been messing around.
Old man.
I was very young. People bitch about Coldplay being pussy. Wow, way to sing the harmony on that one. Too bad I had the mics on.
There we go.
Yeah!
You take it on the run, baby. If that's the way you want it, baby, then I don't.
The question is, why do you know all the words to this song?
Yeah. I was a weird kid.
I don't believe it. Not for a minute.
You're under the gun,
so you take it on the run.
Honestly.
Good line right
here.
It's
the blues version of the
Don't
put my hot balls in your mouth.
Take it on the run, baby. If that's the way you want.
We're only 2 minutes in.
Yeah.
On your own! I should blast this and that douchebag from next door come in and yell at me about playing Speedwagon. He'll probably walk in and be like, yeah, man, rock and roll, all right. Praise the Lord. Kiss my ass. For a reason. 55 seconds left, Ed.
My God. Those of you that can't see this, which is everybody but us, Fletcher's playing air guitar. And I don't mean just faking it. He's playing it.
Oh, yeah. Bum, bum, bum. Hit this note right here, Murphy.
Heard it from a friend who. Heard it from a friend who. Heard it from another you've been messing around.
Now see, you
that's music. That's awesome.
That's all about cheating.
That's
Seriously. You front on the wagon, but you know.
Mike's so, actually got the t-shirt on under his button up.
Yeah, right. So, Murphy, everyone's been giving us background on why they love that song. Why do you love that song so much?
Just REO Speedwagon?
Yeah.
Who's been giving you background?
We're going through. We're playing songs that don't get played on the radio and on Y101, and we're giving like a background as to why we like them so much.
I'm not a huge REO Speedwagon fan. I just think it's cool.
Ooh, Murphy!
You did that to me on the air, asshole.
I know. That's how the whole show started when you were in here, and that's how we'll finish.
I don't like you anymore. You're a prick.
Anymore?
Wait, Murphy!